Yes, doctor, I mean, also I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name. Call it Foller, COLETTEFOWLER, date of birth 06/07/1959, date of appointment 4/30/2026, requesting physician Tracy Kuban, TRACYKUBAN. Dear Tracy Kuban, I have the pleasure of seeing Colette Fowler today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's ...66-year-old African-American woman who lives in the Liberty ARC group home. She has a history of profound mental retardation, cerebral palsy, and epilepsy. She has a absence seizure, which is described as staring and unresponsive episode. For the last 1 year, seizures were under control. Then she started having seizure. She went to the emergency room where Keppra was increased to 1,000 milligram 2 times daily from 750 milligram 2 times daily. After that, she did not have any seizure. Her Keppra level was drawn on 4/8/26, which is 52.9. Usually she cannot feed herself. She just take off her glasses. She need help to take shower. She is wheelchair bound. Past medical history. Quadriparesis. Left side is more than the right. Mental retardation. Epilepsy, hypercholesterolemia, intellectual disability, obsessive compulsive disorder, personality disorder. Hypothyroidism. Osteoarthritis, past surgical history, none, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, Abilify 20 milligram, Albuterol, Amlodipine, Atorvastatin 20 milligram, Claritin. Famotidine, fluconazole, fluvoxamine 100 milligram, 2 tablets daily, fluvoxamine 50 milligram, one tablet daily, furosemide, iron chewable tablet, lactobacillus probiotic, capras 1000 milligram, two times daily, levothyroxine, lisinopril, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, lives in the group home, family history not available, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is intellectually impaired, she has cerebral palsy, she has quadriparesis, she cannot give her history herself. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate, and some abdomen soft balls on present. Next appeal, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Can you rewrite again the speech? She cannot speak, just moaning and speaking one word, which is coffee. Pupils are equally reacting to light. There is no apparent facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. She has a spasticity present. She is moving right hand more than the left. Left is flexed and contracted. Deep tender reflexes 3 over 4, plantar responses flexor. Assessment and plan. Sixty-six-year-old. Right-handed African-American woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, epilepsy. Number two, mental retardation. Number three, quadriparesis. Number four, cerebral palsy. Number five, depression. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to decrease the Capra to 750 milligram two times daily. I will add the Lamictal 25 milligram 1 PO daily for 1 week, then 1 PO two times daily for 1 week, then 1 PO in the morning and 2 PO at night for 1 week, and then 2 PO two times daily continue. Please do not check the Capra or Lamictal level. I would like to see her back in my office in 2 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.